Okay, we're up to Ayin Beis on the base the bottom. Itmar, two dots. Okay. Itmar. Kitsh al Tnai. The following case. He was Makadashar on a Tnai, she doesn't have Mumim on a Dorim. The Kinsostam. And then we came to the Nisuin, he didn't mention the Tnai, and he made the Nisuin without mentioning the Tnai. Rav Omar Tzrichay Menu Getz. Rav says that since he, well, we'll see what the reason is, but since he didn't mention the Tanai when he made the Nisuin, either he's Mevatel the Tanai, he's Mochalit, so the Tanai doesn't exist at all anymore, and therefore what's it called, she needs a get, because even though the original Kedushin was not Chal, because that was made Al Tanai, and the Tanai wasn't Mekoyim, she had Mumim. Let's say Mumim or is easier than Dorim. But now he lives with her, Lashem Kedushin. And he doesn't mention the Tanai. So now it's a new, what's it called, a new Kedushin. So she needs a get. Let's see 1 second the reason. That's one possible way of explaining Rav. And Shmuel says no. That since he married her on the condition that he made in the beginning. And therefore, even though now he's living with her al-menas, the Kedushin, the original Kedushin. The original Kedushin was made on condition, and the condition wasn't kept. Therefore, there's no marriage. There's no marriage, doesn't need a get. So that's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Married her al-Tanai, and the Nisuin came, he didn't mention the Tanai, and he lived with her. Does that new living with her create a new marriage? Or not. Or we say that he's living with her now on the Tanai that he made in the beginning, and since she had Mumim, Lamaisa, now the next day he finds out she has this Mum, the whole thing is bought. Okay. Rashi, Kitshal Tanai, She'en Olea Nidorim. The Tanai, either Nidorim or Mumim, either one. Okay. Rabbi, Lo Teima Taime Derav, Kivan Shekonsa Stam, Achule Achle Litnoi. Right? Don't say the reason, Kesov Rashi, Kesov Rav Achule Litnoi, Uksuba Boy Lemesav La Imigarsha, the Nafkamin will be like this. Like we said, there's two possible reasons why now she needs a get. Even though he made a Tanai and the Tanai wasn't Makuyim. One possible reason is, he's Mochalit tonight. Since he didn't mention it when he made the Nisuin, he's Mochalit. And it's as if he never made the Tanai. And therefore, she's married. And not only that, if he divorces her, he has to give her a ksuba, because he's mevatel the Tanai. He's mochel on the Tanai. Another possibility. He's not mochel on the Tanai. But, like now the Gemara says, Ela taima de Rav, lefisha ain la demosa bilos o bilos nus. He doesn't want to live with a woman, bilos nus. So if the what's it called, so therefore, he lives with her, and he, right now, isn't makbid on the Tanai. Right, he's living with now l'shem kedushin, because since if the kedushin was bottled because of the tanai, she's now living biznos. He doesn't want that, so he's mechaven to live with her now l'shem kedushin. But he wasn't mochel the tanai. The tanai still applies. So therefore, she's married. But if she gets divorced, she doesn't get niksuba, because l'maisa the tanai that he made still holds. But since he doesn't want to live with her biznos, he's mechaven l'shem nisui. L'shem marriage, but he's still makbid on the Tanai. So therefore, what's it called? When she found out that she has Mumim, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba, even though the kedushin is not bottled. Okay. Ela time of the Rav Rashi le'inyan get. The only applies to the get. The kesover ain the adam osa bilas or bilasnos. Person doesn't want to live the iser, so he'll do everything he can to make sure that the bi is mutter. Boil the shame kedushin, and therefore he's boil now the shame kedushin. Vafilu yimtzo leh nedarim, even if she'll have nedarim or mumim, right? He's mechaven the shame kedushin. Avale iyan mamona, but when it comes to the money aspect, there he wasn't mochel the tanai. Bitznoi koi shim yimtzo leh nedarim teitzi beloksuba. Right? Legabe the iser, right? He says I want to be married to her. Even if she has the mumim, because I don't want it my bila to be a bila's nus. But on the other hand, if she has mumim, I'm not interested in giving her a ksuba. So he's not mevatel the tanai. According to the first reason, he's mochel on the tanai completely. So it applies both to the money aspects and to the isser aspect. According to the second reason, which Abaye said, right, that's the reason of Rav, and he's einod amosa bilosa bilaznus. That's because what's it called only applies to the isser. It doesn't apply to the monetary thing. Mara says, "Hapligi b'chad azimna." L'chora, Rav and Shmuel argue in the same machlokas in a different place. The itmar k'tana shelo miyana. A k'tana didn't make miyana. She was married off by her father, by her brothers, or her mother, and the marriage is a dindarabonin. She has a right when before she grows up, before she becomes a gedola, to be mamayim and just leave the marriage. It's only a rabbonin marriage, and she doesn't need to get. Just miyum. She wasn't mamay. The gedila, and they lived together after she was a gedola. Okay. So now, lechora, if what's it called, if the bia when she's a gedola is a, now makes, could possibly make a perfect marriage. Now she's married min haTorah to this first guy. And then, on the nisei, since she went got married to somebody else. So now she needed a get from the second guy. If her original marriage is a marriage, minat Torah, she doesn't need a get. If her original marriage is only the Rabbanan marriage, she needs a get from the second guy. Rav Omer ein tzricha get, misheni. Rav says she doesn't need a get from the second one, because as soon as she became a gedola, and she wasn't memaying, and he lived with her, the first husband, that creates a kedushin deoraisa, a nesuin deoraisa. Okay? Because he, what's it called, he's living with her now with the shame issues. Shmuel Amar Tzricha get Mishen. Shmuel says no. He's only living with her on the smach of the original Kedushin. And that was only the Rabbanan. He's not making a new Kedushin deraisa. He's living with her because he was married to her. So he's not creating a new Kedushin. And therefore, what's it called, she doesn't need to get from the, she does need to get from the second one. Because there's no new Kedushin deraisa. So it's just a continuation of the Kedushin de Rabbanan. This has implications for the machlokas we mentioned already a few times. People get married shalokadin, conservative, reform, a justice of the peace, and then they live together. So do we say that since ein adamosa bilas bilas nos, when they're living together l'shem kedushin, and there are kosher witnesses from people who know they're living together as husband and wife, that creates a new marriage, and she needs a get, or no? They're living together based on the fact that they think they're married from the original marriage. The original marriage wasn't anything. Mamash this machlokas. Right? If you say the second way, she doesn't need a get because she never was married. And the fact that they're living together as husband and wife, and there are from people who know about it, which is tantamount to aid this to the living together, is meaningless because they're living together because of the first marriage. Or no, now they're having kavanah to live together as husband and wife. That creates a marriage. That's the shayla over here.
What does this mean by from people who know about it?
They live in a frum neighborhood, and frum people know they're living together as husband and wife. So that's like hein hein edi yichud, hein hein edi bia. If they live in a completely goyish place, or non frum, there's no frum people around, then the chora is no shayla.
Those people have to have kavana that they're
edis. No. They just know it. That's edis. Marsha Sricha, you need, so the chora is exactly the same machlokas, right? Rav holds that because ein lo demosa bilas bilas nus, he's mechaven l'shem marriage, and Shmuel holds no, he's mechaven to the original marriage. Marsha Tricha, di it mar bahi komar Rav mishum deleka tana. Over there, though, he didn't make a specific tanai. So there, Rav says that what's it called, that the marriage is a marriage. He's mechaven l'shem kedushin. But where over here he made a tanai, she shouldn't have the darin. Then maybe still going on the original tonight. Ava b'ha'ah de'ika tanoa ema modul le'Shmuel. That is nothing. The iyit mar b'ha'ah kamer Shmuel. Maybe the Shmuel only said his din where there is no tonight. But if there would where there is a tonight, but if there would be no tonight, then Shmuel would also agree that he's mechaven l'shem kedushin. Ava b'ha'ah ema modul le'Rav tzricha. That's why you need both cases. Rashi. Ktani Yisoma, normally her father died and her brothers or mother married her off, or there's another case where her father married her off once and she was divorced. Second time, even the father could only create a din derabbanan. Shalom miyana bekatnu. So when she was a ktana, she wasn't mamayim. The higdilo ubaaleh beakav miyana. And then the husband lived with her, and then she was mamayim, and va'amdav, and she got married to somebody else. So Shaila now is that they're living together after she was a gedola, create a new kedushin or not? If it did, then her marriage to the second guy is meaningless. If it didn't, then her marriage to the second guy is also chal, because she's only married the rabbana to the first one. Ain tzricha get misheni. That's what Rav says. The chigad la bo'alel l'shem kedushin. The yodea yishin kedushin ktaniklum. He knows that the original kedushin was nothing, and he's mechaven now l'shem kedushin, because they know the most of bilas nus. Tzricha get misheni. The chol ha'bo'el al das kedushin arishonim bo'el. And Shmuel holds no. She needs a get, because his living together with her was on the smach of the first kedushin, which is only the rabbana. He's not mechaven now to make a new kedushin. He's mechaven to live with her because he's married to her from before. The afagav the modus Shmuel shasur l'sheni. She's not allowed to live with the second guy because she's married to the first guy in the rabbana. The mishnah shleima he the ein habas ma'enes mishehviyah shtei saras. The miyun doesn't help. So she needs a get now midrabanan from the first guy, and the male, she can't live with the second guy because she's also to him mid the rabbana. Get me a boy mine. To ha da amri rabbana gedola lo mimaenis mid the rabbana. The rav sover dioraisahi mishum dechi boil mishatagdol shen kedushin boil. Rav holds that the miyum won't help because she's married now mina Torah. And Shmuel holds it won't help because mid the rabbana it doesn't help. The lekatanoa, the hakol yodim shein b'maisa ktana klum. Over there, there's no tanai, and everybody knows that the original marriage is nothing, right? The gomru bal the shen kedushin. Therefore, he had kavanah for a new kedushin. But where he made a tanai, maybe he doesn't have kavanah to marry her and be mochel the tanai. Maybe he's keeping the time, only living with her on the condition that she doesn't have nedarim or she doesn't have mumim, even though I didn't mention it. The ikatanah the sover who shetikayim tanah. He thinks that the tanai will be mekoyim, that she doesn't have nedarim, she doesn't have mumim. Then he finds out that he was wrong. The hoyel umin savalei ain't ole haneder. He thinks, well, now that she's nichtas l'chupa, she probably doesn't have any nedarim. She's now doesn't have any movement. The mashika daiti leave all the shen kedushim. Therefore, he doesn't have any mind to be moel the shen kedushim. Like he thought, holds his first kedushim was good because she didn't have any nedarim or movement. Then he finds out she did. So ma'isa, what's it called? There's no kedushim here. The ain't chafitz be isha nadranis. The hakomer shmuel the kiven the tnai. A tnai somech. Since he made the tnai, he somech on his tnai. And he wasn't mochalet, he still holds very strongly to it. And therefore, when he was boel her, it was only on the condition that she doesn't have nadarim. But if she has nadarim, so there's no kedusha. The ain't no chafetz bin nadronis. He doesn't want a woman who has nadarim. So therefore, you need both of these cases. But bottom line, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is, Rav holds that ain't other most of bilas of bilas nus, the way Abaya learns, and therefore when he's boel l'shem kedushin, but he's not necessarily mochel the tanai legabi mama. Okay, and the other way of learning would be that when he marries her nisuin, he's mochel the tanai and he has kavan l'shem kedushin completely, no tanai, and therefore she has to give her ksuba. That's the only difference. But they get either way, and Shmuel holds either. We don't say ain't other most of bilas of bilas nus. And therefore, he still sticks to his tanai, and when he married her, and if she has a nidorin, then the marriage is off completely, and she doesn't, what's it called, she doesn't even need a get. There's no marriage at all. Okay.
In this case where a girl became a gedola, what about her intention? I mean, all the evidence is that she really didn't want to be married to this guy.
No, only she only made the meal later.
Yeah.
So maybe she changed her mind. She saw somebody else nice. So at least it's something. Right? She wasn't Megal Das till later. And maybe it wasn't a Mafreya. Maybe she just met somebody nicer. And until now she liked this guy, but then she decided to.